I'm Andrew Martins, WRPR News. In today's economic climate, running a small business can be a daunting task. For Chris Major, the owner and sole mechanic in Auto Lab in Mahwah, running his business alone is a challenge. Major, who's been working at Auto Lab since 1981, started the business as a two-person juncture, but now works alone.
We've been in Mahwah on the Franklin Turnpike quite a while, but right now, the overhead here has gotten to the point where a small operation has a difficult time making ends meet. Paying the bills every month, there's nothing left for me anymore.
Since you've been working alone, does that have any benefits or is it more harmful?
Well, it has its benefits. I don't have to pay a partner anymore, but I got to work quite a bit harder because one man has to sort of make up for two because the bills otherwise stayed the same.
Aside from the money troubles that Major faces, being a one-man repair shop has become a cumbersome endeavor.
You know, it's stuff I've had to get used to. Like, you don't have somebody holding something for you while I tighten a nut. So I've made up all these little tools and gadgets I can hold with my toes and to give me an extra set of hands, you know. But the worst thing is if cars are towed in overnight and they don't run, trying to get them in yourself is impossible.
With America's big three automakers, Major feels that it's the companies that are to blame for their own problems.
My girlfriend recently needed a new car, so we went to several dealerships, and we went to a Chrysler dealership over in Ridgewood, I believe it was, and they're all dead. So we didn't like any of the cars anyway, so we went to a Subaru dealership, and there was a line going out the door. You had to wait for a salesperson, and so she ended up buying a Subaru. If the American car makers can't make it with all the technology, I say let them die.
Do you think it's more because of the focus on the SUV?
They haven't made anything that we need, really, for quite a few years. They've made what they want to make.
Although he didn't vote for Barack Obama, Major recognizes that his plate is full, even before taking office. And although his work at Autolab can be tough, at least he doesn't have that kind of pressure. I'm Andrew Martins, WRPR News.